Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited you're with me today because it is August 13th at sundown. Yep, it's the 9th of Av, and we have fully passed into our promotion time. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Hallelujah! Yes, we are redeeming time, and we are now properly positioned to take the promised land. But I have a word for you. As God is taking you through August 1, August 8th, and now August 13th, and we're into sundown, all right? Which on the Hebrew calendar, that makes it the August 14th, but on the Gregorian calendar, it's still August 13th. It is a time where God says, increase your faith. God says, listen, I'm calling you. I'm showing you the promised land. I'm properly positioning you, but do not look at yourself. Do not make the mistakes that were made by the Israelites when I asked them to go into the promised land, when they sent 10 spies over. And when the spies went over, what happened? They came back with a bad report that the giants were too great in the land. They come back with a good report, right? That everything, whoa, look at all of the milk and the honey and the fruits and all of the greatness of this land. But we can't take the promised land. They said, they were naysayers. They said, listen, it is too difficult over there. Come on, that it cannot be what you say to God at this time. The 1st, the 8th, the 13th at sundown, God says, go, go, go. That was my word last week. But while you're going, increase your faith capacity. Let me tell you how it's not going to be good for you if your faith does not match the opportunities that God is giving you. And God's always going to give you opportunities that seem greater than what you can handle. It is not now time to look at yourself. It's only time to look at God. Get your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Or as Jesus says, recover your sight and see him only. Come on, it's the time and season where the enemy can take out the promise that God has given us simply by causing us to take a look at ourselves. Do not look at you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. One of the things that happened when God spoke to the Israelites and said, listen, go take a little looky over there and see all these great things. He was showing them the promised land. He was showing them who he is. I want somebody needs to write this down. You want a good word for today? When they saw the promised land, they were seeing the goodness of God being made manifest in the earth. They were seeing who God is. Yet when they came back, they were so overwhelmed with what they saw, and they were so fearful that they couldn't have what it was that they saw. But God said, listen, I'm showing this to you because I want you to engage in a new level of who I am. But instead, they came back saying, we can't do it. Why? Because they kept looking at themselves. They kept their eyes on them and not their eyes on God. Listen, I'm telling you prophetically, God is going to call you. To step out of your box so far out that you're going to be going, there's absolutely no way. Like, I can't do this. This is too much financially. This is too much time. This is too much of this. This is too much of that. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you're going to say, God, that's just too much. Or Lord, you surely don't want that for me. I mean, you're inviting me to go to a land that looks so good. You can't possibly want that for me. Whew, the devil is a liar. And listen, the devil deceived all of those people, all of those spies, right? He deceived them all except for two, Joshua and Caleb, because they looked at themselves. Do not allow the enemy to deceive you by looking at yourself, but keep your eyes on the prize. See, when you see what God wants to reveal to you that is so beautiful and so amazing, and you're looking at your pocketbook or you're looking at the resources you have and you're going, I can't have that. Listen, that's time to say, don't look at you and what you have in your resources. That's not what God wants. When he asked in Numbers 14, he said, listen, go over there, check it out, see what's over there, and then come back with the report. They had to come back with the good report that it was beautiful and it was great and it was awesome. Why? Because that's who God is. But they came back with a report mixed with their own insecurities and their own weaknesses. Listen, anytime God calls you to do something, you're going to look at yourself and you're going to say, listen, I can't because, come on, if that comes out of your mouth right now, if you start articulating, I can't, that's too much, it's too big, whatever it is, right there, we say time out in the name of Jesus. Pull yourself back, get into your prayer place, because that's you and your insecurities opening up a door for the enemy to rob you of the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you. See, he's saying it's time to increase your faith. It's time to see yourself not as a grasshopper anymore, but see yourself as a son and daughter of the King, the royal priesthood, the holy nation that you are. See yourself as one that God says, I want you to engage with me and come into this realm with me, this realm that I've created, this environment that I've created just for you. I want you to step into this place and I want you to be with me here. See, he was inviting them to come to a place that was so beautiful that he could commune with them there. Don't look at God and say, Lord, I can't commune with you in this place because I'm not good enough. Come on. Of course, it's not about whether or not you're good enough, and it's not about what resources you have. It's about how great he is and how much he will provide for you to step into the place that he is calling you. Listen, I've been tested. I've been tried. All the time, God will say, Candace, it's time for you to go and do this and time for you to do that. And listen, I get to that and I say, if God's really inviting me to go here, he's going to make all provision for it. I'm going. Now, there was a time in my life where maybe I didn't say that because he was training me. But now when he offers it to me and it's beautiful and it's magnificent and it's exactly what my heart wants and it's exactly what he's prepared me for, I don't look at what I don't have because there's a lot of what I might not have. I just look at him and say, he wants to offer this to me. I'm going to bless him and say yes. I'm not going to hold my Lord in contempt and say, no, I can't have that because I don't have enough. Come on. That's what they did. That's what they did. They rebelled against who God is. They held him in contempt. They tested him. After all that he did for them, after how he walked them through the wilderness, signs, miracles, wonders happened, how he rescued them from the bondage, and then he wants to put them in this very, very special place where he can commune with them, and they say, Father, I'm sorry, but the giants are too big over there. Oh, the Lord said, listen, you're not going in. I'm only sending in the two that believed. Come on, again I say it, it's time for an increase in your faith. God says it's time to believe me for the unbelievable. Come on, write that down. It's time to believe me for the unbelievable. It's time to properly position yourself for what you see as unbelievable. That's what I'm giving you. Come on, the 1st, the 8th, the 13th at sundown, we're past all of those. You've now stepped into the promise. Increase your faith and grab a hold of it in fullness and the capacity of fullness. And let me read a scripture to you. In Numbers chapter 14, this is where we find the punishment that came upon them for not having enough faith. Numbers chapter 14, this is not enough faith to go into the promised land. And spreading a bad report, okay? Come on, it's not time to listen to people who are going to say, you don't have enough resources, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough energy, you don't have enough people behind you, you don't have enough of this to go do it. If God says do it, you do it, and you don't worry about it, because he's all of those things. He's all of the things that everybody is telling you, including your own mind, that you don't have enough of. He's more than enough. He's the God of the abundancy. He's the God of the promised land. He is not the God of Egypt with the eyes that see themselves as grasshoppers. No, he's the God of the promised land. So this is what he says in Numbers chapter 14, 22. He says, because all those men which have seen my glory, okay? Come on, I know you've seen his glory. I know you've seen signs, miracles, and wonders. I know you've seen the great things that God has done for you. Come on, you've journaled it. You've written it down. And these people have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, he says, and have not hearkened to my voice. Whoa. See that? God don't like that. We got to listen to his voice. We got to respond after his voice. Surely those Israelites shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. And that word provoked is the word to blaspheme or to hold in contempt. That's what he said of the ones that did not believe. He said, they were holding me in contempt. He says, I'm not going to let them see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and he hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went. In other words, God says, because he had faith, and because he believed me, God, to be faithful, and that what I said would come to pass if you only obeyed it, okay? He says, I will cause Caleb to see it. And then he says, not only will I bring him into the land whereinto he went, but his seed shall possess it. Okay? So the word's telling us that Caleb had another spirit. He followed God fully, and God promised, I'll bring him into the land where he saw, where he went, and not only will it just be him, but his seed. Now, there's a lot in that. God's saying, listen, your promise isn't just about you, it's about your legacy. The promise isn't just about you, it's about the kingdom. The promise isn't just about you, it's about me, God, and what I'm doing to reveal myself to you and what I'm going to do to reveal myself to the rest of the world. God says, I need somebody to believe in me and to believe in the big vision. God says, then you are unstoppable. I need you to believe me for the unbelievable. Whoa. Hallelujah. Come on. So I need to take a couple minutes. Think about what I'm saying here. What has God been knocking on your door to do? What dreams have you had? What phone calls have you gotten? What invitations have you received? What are some of the things that have been stirring within you, but you look at your resources and you say, but this is empty. I have none. Listen to me right now. That empty is going to become full when you decide to hearken unto the voice of the Lord. How does God determine that we are righteous people? We're made righteous by our faith. And then he tells us that he will shrink back from us if we do not have that faith. Okay? So my righteous ones will live by faith. If you are to be called righteous by God in what you do, it's only by the level of faith that you carry. So my question to you is this. Instead of trying to do all of these things for God, why don't you just hear what God says and be righteous in your response by believing him for the unbelievable? In Hebrews chapter 4, it says that the Israelites did not enter the rest of God because they lacked faith and unbelief. Faith is the core component to everything that you're going to do. Every issue you have right now is simply only a faith challenge for you. Can you get beyond the threshold and simply believe God for what you don't think you can believe him for? Can you believe God for the unbelievable? All of us are faced with these faith challenges every day. Every day you have a faith challenge. How you deal with your marriage, how you deal with relationships, how you deal with your job, how you deal with your boss, how you deal with your kids, how you deal with your neighborhood, how you deal with your city, your state, your nation. All of those are faith challenges. So can you believe God for the unbelievable? Yes, you can. It's time now to enter into your promise. You've been promoted on the 1st, the 8th, and the 13th at sundown of the 8th month on the Gregorian calendar. God says it's time to kick it in to next levels. It's time to expand. It's time to grow. It's time to multiply. It's time to increase. It's time to pass your choices on to your legacy, to the seed. God says, I'm offering you something very special that represents me. Can you receive it? Will you receive it? As I give it to you today, I want you to receive it. Just receive it from me. See my hands here? Just take. Right out of my hands, the faith that's necessary to believe God for the next thing that he has for you. You've been called, anointed, appointed. You're the royal priesthood, the holy nation. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You're called to live and make choices based on life and not death. You're called to live by faith and not by sight. You're called to fear the Lord in reverence, not to be afraid of God and his wrath, but simply believe him in reverence and honor. You're called to be loyal to the Lord. Are you going to respond as a loyal citizen of the kingdom of heaven? Are you going to fall in line with the commandments and the identity that he's given you? Can you recognize you're part of a kingdom without end? There's no beginning and no end. We are the children of the new eternal order of Melchizedek. The kingdom goes from beginning to end. There is no end, no beginning, no end. It's eternal, the eternal zone. We walk it out in the earth zone. You walk out these truths in this zone, but it's within the greater aspects of the new eternal order of Melchizedek. God has great things in store for you, and you are called, anointed, and appointed. Come on, I'm getting excited. Believe him for the unbelievable. You need to share this with a friend today, because we've crossed through. We're past the 9th of Av. We're going to go into the 10th of Av. We're stepping into the time where we remember Menachem Av, God our comforter, and God will comfort you, and he will supply for you, and he will prepare you, and he will prepare for you, and all because he is this great and this good. Let me pray right now. Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for those that are watching right now. And I thank you, Father, that you're piercing the hearts of the unbeliever, Lord. You're calling those that do not believe in you to come and know you right now in the name of Jesus. You're calling those who know you that won't believe you for the great things that you have in store for them. Lord, you're calling them now to believe. You're calling unbelievers to believe, and you're calling believers that can't believe to believe in the name of Jesus. We're calling for salvation of souls for the very first time. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the universe. All you got to do is say Jesus. Just say his name and believe in him, and he will make you brand new spirit, soul, and body, and properly position you as a member of his kingdom. If that's you today, just simply say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I ask for your forgiveness. I repent now, Lord, for not believing you. And Lord, I ask you, Father, to set me on a right path right now. Cleanse me, make me whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, you will be saved. Now, for those of you already are saved, but you're not believing him for the next steps, you got to do the same thing. It's time to repent. Father, forgive me. I don't believe you for the promise. It looks good. It looks great. I can write it down. I can make it plain. But I look at my resources and I don't think you want this for me. He does want it for you. He wouldn't have given you the dream and the vision. Now it's time to hearken to his voice. So Lord, I thank you for my friends right now. We ask for forgiveness for when we have not stepped out, when you said go to go, when we have looked at ourselves instead of to you to gain our faith, when we've looked at our resources and we've seen that there aren't any, and then we question, how are we going to go forward? I thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that you have forgiven us already through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, to relaunch us into the new things that you have for us and help us get set on the right path for the promise again in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, come on, we need forgiveness for both things. If you've never received Jesus, and then if you have, but you don't believe him for the next thing, come on, Lord. Help my unbelief is what you need to say. Lord, help me to see what I cannot see. Help my doubting. It's opened up a door for me. Come on, it's time to get out there and begin to start moving in the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't already joined me for my monthly Ascend classes, Maximize Your Prophetic Potential, you can come on Wednesday, September 18th is my next class, 10 a.m., 6 p.m. It's only $30 a month. All you got to do, and listen, you can sign up and then not sign up if that's what you want to do, but it's just come on. There's no more discount code. Just go online to CandiceSmithman.com, sign up, or go to dreammentors.org and sign up and become a Glory Road community member, because that's what my Glory Road community is. It's those people that meet with me once a month by Zoom. And as you come on with me, you're going to have a time to not only hear a word on the Gregorian calendar, the Hebrew calendar, I pull it all together, but there's time to talk and interact. There's leaders from all over the world that are on the line. So it is a great time for us to grow together. Come and be a part of my Glory Road community and simply sign up today, and we'll get you a special Zoom link so you can join in on Wednesday, September 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. All right, if you would like to have a biblical life coach, maybe you're stuck in some areas and you need to grow, we've got coaches that are ready to work with people that need help. And now there are fees that are associated with coaching. Okay, this is a professional coaching organization. But you can go to dreammentors.org and we will get you a coach. Then we also have coaches that coach train others. So maybe you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, listen, God's called me to be a good discipler, to be a good people helper, to walk alongside people, but I don't have any training. That's okay. We got that covered. We've got four classes that are going to help train you, very, very deep classes. You'll watch some videos, and then you'll also come on once a week on Zoom call with a facilitator that walks you through the program. So you can become a ministry affiliate with us at Dream Mentors International. I want you to learn how to be an excellent life coach. Whew, glory. Hallelujah. All right, sign up today at dreammentors.org. We want to get you trained. We want to get you ready. And then you can take this information to your small groups, to your congregations. Get everybody else trained. It's time to learn how to be a good people helper and how to set people free, how to deliver people from specific issues, how to bring healing and miracles. But we need a good foundation. And this starts with changes you will make and then changes that will come forth as you teach and train others. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, now's the time to get it. You can pick it up at my website at CandiceSmitherman.com, or you can go to any major bookseller as well. But find out, listen, I talk about all these dates. Find out what they are. You get a prophetic revelation for every day. You can pray through it. It's really an awesome way for you to be able to connect with the Lord on a daily basis and receive a prophetic word as well. All right, my gosh, it's been really wonderful having you with me today. Share this weekly word. Can I ask you to go to my YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel? Then you will not miss any of my lives. You will not miss any of my weekly words. And then I want you to share the weekly word. There's too many people that need to know what's happening. They may not know how to find it. So please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Like me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm also on TikTok as well. But I'd love to have you subscribe to my YouTube. That would really be great. So anyhow, thank you all for joining me today. It truly has been a blessing. And remember, believe God for the unbelievable. It's time to increase your faith. You've been promoted. You've been anointed, called, set apart for a purpose. Royal priesthood, holy nation, above and but not beneath, the head and not the tail. God has said you are a kingdom, son and daughter, and he's calling you to step out in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week for the weekly word.